Welcome to this week's episode of the Insure to Unstoppable Impairment Coach podcast. It is the middle of September. While it has been a minute since I have been on here recording a solo episode, actually, a lot of the episodes that we recorded that went out rather on in summer were recorded at the beginning of summer, and then I've obviously had my four guest speakers. So I have actually not sat here and recorded an episode by myself for probably about at least 2 months, maybe a wee bit more than that actually. So it's nice to be back. It's nice to be chatting. It's nice to be here. And obviously, if you've not checked out those guest episodes, please, please do. I had Christian, who's my former coach. I had Rhoda, who's another actual, she's another coach as well. She's got an incredible story as well. Where I had Ross, who was in my previous coaching community, and he's off doing wonderful things, kind of following his intuition. And I had Ailey, who has an incredible story about her journey of eating and eating disorders. She was hospitalized with anorexia, really close to dying, and now lives and breathes health and fitness. So if you haven't checked out those episodes, please, 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 please do. It's actually came at a really good time for me doing a wee solo episode because I've not actually reached out to anybody for any guest ones, which I will be doing. So anytime I'm doing any guest episodes, it's going to be on season two, and anytime I'm doing any solo episodes, it'll be in season one. And hopefully that'll make it a little bit more easier to follow. But what have I been up to? Like, obviously, since the last time I'd actually recorded any episodes, there'll be so much stuff that I have to catch up on. But something or a couple of things that have happened really recently is I've had a really busy last 2 weeks. I took myself off to Germany for Tony Robbins' UPW, Unleash the Power. And wow. Wow, is all I can say about that. And I also ran my very own retreat, but this the second one of its kind. So I suppose today is a little bit more of a reflection, a little bit about like some key takeaways that I've noticed, some key things that I've noticed. I'll give you a little reflection of Tony Robbins, a little reflection of the retreat, and also some of the things that I've noticed in being in these spaces, and they're probably just things I've noticed over time. So these last couple of weeks have been really, really huge. The Tony Robbins event was something that I years ago I was like, I would do that one day, and I've done a lot of his online stuff. And it was one of those kind of one day scenarios, and then all of a sudden, and then last year I booked it where you could pay it off over a certain amount of time. And then it was here. And needless to say, those of you who know me will not be surprised by this. I hadn't booked any accommodation. I hadn't booked any flights until about maybe 10 days before I was leaving. So naturally, everything skyrocketed in price, especially accommodation. So I ended up staying in a hostel, which again was my first experience of being in a hostel, especially as an adult anyway, that's for sure. And there was an element of like, what is this going to be like? But actually, it was incredible. Actually, just it made the experience even more incredible because I shared a space with three other incredible girls who were really, really lovely. I was very, 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 very lucky. And obviously, the retreat has given me a whole new depth of understanding around other people and how they can step into their own power. And what that transformation really looks like. Obviously, that's like a snapshot of a weekend, but it's incredible to feel and see the journeys that people go on and the shifts that happen with, like, literally before your very eyes. So, but here's the truth of it all, and I'm going to really reflect on them in a second. But healing isn't one single breakthrough moment, there's not like a thing. And transformation isn't about finding the one missing piece of the puzzle. Because it's like a giant jigsaw puzzle, and I've said that quite a few times recently. And every single piece matters. And it's not to say that you won't find your way. Like, whatever you've decided to do is your path initially. Incredible. And these other steps will come in, and these other things will show themselves as you step forward into that path. And it's really an incredible realization that I had a long time ago, to be honest, but even in these spaces that I have been in, it's just heightened that realization even more so. So the Tony Robbins experience, as I said to you, I had, it's been one of those kind of one day the dream sort of thing. I was completely underprepared for how this event would be. The energy, the state changes, the physiology, and the power of presence. And the first kind of couple of days are all kind of quite stand in your power and all that sort of stuff. We've done a fire walk, which was amazing. And I remember mom being panicking and being like, oh, that's a cult, that's a cult, that's a cult, da, da, da. And I was like, mom, behave yourself, like, whatever. And then we're walking down the street, all shouting, yes, towards this fire, which made me think, I better not send this video to my mom. But it was all about being in state. It was all about staying in the state that was created within the arena to continue that state right to the fire, so you can walk across it with purpose, with power, with strength, and you're, and the wee voices don't get into your head to kind of sabotage you. So it totally made sense as to why you would still kind of unitedly recite yes. And on day three, I remember sitting, I intentionally went to different places like throughout the arena so that I wasn't just sitting next to the same people all the time, and just to like just to get a different feel, a different vibe and stuff. And on the third day, I sat next to a guy, and I was saying he was actually also an NLP master. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm trained in NLP too, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's funny how there's not been any of the deep shit. But I said, oh, I suppose. And then in an arena of this size with this many people, like, maybe we probably kind of do that because that's quite intense. Phew, that was the day the deep shit was happening. So, yes, that was intense. That was fascinating to be in a room of 13,000 people, all going through these shifts, this kind of release, shouting, screaming, wailing, and see if somebody was to have come in from the outside, wow, they would have been like, what the fluff is going on here? But it was incredible, like it was absolutely incredible. And then again, your shift would change when you come out of state, and it would be high energy and all that beautiful stuff again. Loads and loads of learning, loads and loads, and a lot of the stuff that like is stuff that I already know, it's stuff that I already do within my life, but it was like remembering and reigniting. And like there's a couple of things that I've definitely left with that I'm like adding to my routine. Excuse me while I take a drink of my wee ginger. What is this? Ginger and turmeric, I think. So yeah, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing to be in an arena with that amount of energy, with everybody who's actually like cheering each other on, and there was no negativity. But something I did notice though was I didn't bump into a single Scottish person. In fact, I didn't bump into a single British person. Now, don't get me wrong, 13,000 people is a lot of people. I didn't see every single person, didn't speak to every single person. But I thought, oh, that's dead interesting how like I've not actually spoke to any British citizens at all. And what was also interesting was how incredibly well spoken all of the other nationalities were. And it made me definitely give me a realization to be like, we are actually lazy back here because we don't have to learn languages because most of the world will speak English. So it allows us to get be lazy, like loads of things. Do you know what I mean? Like, if something's comfortable, then you don't seek the discomfort to change, and that can go back to lots and lots of different things to do with healing, transformation, for sure. But I was like, realize that. So yeah, this massive high energy state in Germany in a hostel. I walked to and from the arena. Beautiful walk, met some incredible people that I will stay 100% stay and connected with, and came home from that late. There was all sorts of flight issues. I actually came home from that with a calf tear from jumping so much. I thought it was my Achilles, but it turns out it was my calf. And I had to ground myself. So I went to Irvine Beach and just sat on the beach, even though it was high winds and yogaed and touched the sand and put my feet in the water and all that beautiful stuff just to get myself back to this groundedness state. And then before we knew it, it was a retreat 2.0. And there is something so magically sacred about holding space for people and watching their fear, watching their courage, watching how they mirrored each other, watching how also mirrored me and my own growth and seeing the shifts they are going through that I once upon a time went through and will still go through. It was so beautiful. At one point I was just sat and watched them while we were doing lots of different hypnotic stuff, and I just sat and seen their bodies change, seen their faces change, and I was just like, wow. I just sat and I still spoke, still took them through the still guided them through the process, but I just had this moment of this is amazing, like this is amazing. And there was still lots of high energy, lots of tears, lots of release, lots of love, lots of laughter, lots of hugging, lots of high fives, and so much beautiful connection. And obviously it's a completely contrast in a lot of ways from the Tony Robbins thing, which was this big massive event that you wouldn't have got quite so deep a connection, because there was eight of us at the retreat, so we all connected with each other, and it was very, very different, but still such a beautiful space. Like in both events, I felt completely safe, and everybody that within them, I would believe, and certainly the retreat felt safe, felt heard, big one, felt valued, felt honoured, and that's such a huge, huge thing. And when the girls were saying their bits and pieces and saying how incredible a time they had and how amazing, and oh, even to this day, so we're like 4 days past the retreat now. 3 days past the retreat, and I'm checking in with the girls every day, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this," and like asking for their wins, and it's just incredible to see the shifts in these people. Some of these people were like saying before they were coming, "Oh, I don't even know if I can make it," and like, and we're very reluctant because it's uncomfortable, because it's like it's the whole unsure thing. It's like the fear of the unknown. And they all left brighter, lighter, with seemingly more joy, and creating that kind of impact is just so precious to me. Like I'm so blessed to be able to do these things, both in the dance school and also doing these retreats and days and seminars. And but what I did notice, even though it's two very different experiences, what became really, really clear to me is that transformation, as I said already, is multi-layered. It's not just mindset. It's not just breath work or movement. It's not just connecting to kind of the universe or God or whatever you want to call it, but it's all of it together. And when it comes to physiology, this is my analogy of the kind of jigsaw that I was talking about. Your body is the gateway. The way you move, the way you breathe, the way you nourish yourself, it shapes your state, your emotions, and even your thoughts. So if you've I think about it like this. So like when I said to the girls, like if somebody was sitting with a hunched back, head bent over, like basically looking at their belly, what would that give off? That would give off kind of a low state, negative energy, maybe depressed, maybe worried, maybe anxious, versus standing tall with deep breaths. It gives off a very different energetic state. And then you recognize how instantly powerful physiology is. Obviously, a lot of what Tony Robbins done is getting into state, getting into that positive state. So is it when you're in that positive state and your body is buzzing, that you are more likely to one, make better choices, you're more likely to think clearer and stronger and better. And you're giving off an energy that is a positive energy like that. It will not only are you giving it off, you will receive that back. Piece two would be mindset. Our thoughts create our reality, but they're also influenced by how safe our body feels. And that's something I've recognized much more recently, because something I have been doing over the summer, which you've probably not spoke about yet, is lots of nervous system stuff, loads of tapping, loads of lymph work, loads of kind of movement, breathing, all that sort of beautiful stuff. Mindset work is about asking yourself better questions, shifting your perspective, and choosing empowering beliefs and choices, even when the old stories try to creep back in. And piece three would be like spirit, recognizing that there's a bigger energy, like there's a higher power, whether that's your own intuition, whether that's your soul, whether that's God, whether that's universe, doesn't really matter. But connecting to some form of spirit, some form of like something that is bigger than you, reminds us that we are not alone, that there's guidance, that there's connectedness, that there's meaning, and that there's beauty beyond the logical mind. So when we bring all these together, and there's way more to that jigsaw, really, but when we bring all these together and we start clicking them into place, something really beautiful happens. There's clarity, there's alignment, there's wholeness. And that's when transformation really can last. So when I was getting the girls to do certain things, I was getting them into a specific, I was getting them to move in a certain way, thinking a certain way, and connect in a certain way. Because when they're all together, there's so much more power. So I want you to think of a few things today and just mull them over. So, physiology, what one simple shift can you make today to support your body? Is it a walk? Is it better hydration? Is it deep breaths? Is it nourishing your body with good whole foods? Because we need to remember that our body is a vessel. We will get out what we put in. Number two, I want you to think about for your mindset, what story am I telling myself right now? And is it serving me? If it's not, it's time to shift it. And number three, for your spirit, the higher purpose, the whatever you want to call it, where can I create space to connect? Even if it's just for a few minutes of stillness, journaling, prayer if you're religious, or meditation, where can you create a little bit of space? I don't want you to see healing or transformation as a destination, but it's a journey of piecing it all together. And then when you've got all those pieces together, there's more pieces, because healing, transformation, it is an evolution, a constant evolution. And when you can recognize that, it's a pretty beautiful space to be. So my biggest reminder from these past few weeks is that nobody is broken. Nobody is missing anything. It's just a simple gathering of all the pieces. Every breath, every new awareness, every act of self-love is another piece clicking into place. And when you look back, you'll see the masterpiece of who you truly are. So if today's episode spoke to you in any way, I'd love you to share it with a friend who might need this as a reminder too. And if you're ready to explore the jigsaw of you more deeply, then get in touch, keep your eyes opened. I have got some beautiful stuff coming up in the very, very near future. I have my day retreat on the 1st of November, something some people have been asking me for a while, because they can't maybe make weekends, so we're going with it. Saturday the 1st of November. The early bird ends when the day this episode goes out, which will be the 18th of September. There is VIP spaces available, which will be also included one-to-one with me, a VIP goodie bag, and earlier start. I've also got some exciting stuff coming up in the new year, which I'm planning for right now. I'm going to be doing a course in January. and we'll be having our third retreat, weekend retreat in March. And I'm going to be holding a big, huge event in April or May. Anyway, that's all up and coming, and I can't wait to share it with y'all. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I can't wait to see how your beautiful puzzle unfolds. Until next time, remember, you are unstoppable. Speak soon.